Welcome to Careertools. This week, how to choose between a coach and a mentor. The questions discussed answers are, what is the difference between a coach and a mentor? When should I choose a coach over a mentor? Or the opposite way? And can my boss be my coach or my mentor?
Hi folks, it's Mark. I'm one of the co-founders. I'm doing something a little different with this ad. I'm going to mention two things. The first part of the ad is we have a virtual effective communicator conference coming up April 27th. So in just about 2-3 weeks, I think. And I encourage you to join. Our effective communicator conferences are some of the most interesting to people because they have to practice doing things differently when it comes to communicating. And we all take our own communication skills naturally. We don't even think about doing it. But in fact, you can get better at communicating. And it's not hard. It's not complex. It takes discipline, but it's worth the effort. Communication is the single most frequent thing you do at work. Again, that's the Virtual Effective Communicator Conference, April 27th. Now, the second half of this ad, I want to mention something. A lot of you have written in to say how much you appreciated my daily things I think for 200 straight work days from the start of the pandemic and the lockdowns until middle of January of this year, January 2021. Some of you have chosen to become licensees, and we appreciate that, and you're still getting things I think on a weekly basis. But if you're not a licensee, if you can't afford that, we understand it. But if you want to get a daily dose of me, you might want to subscribe to my Twitter feed, at M.A. Horstman, H-O-R-S-T-M-A-N. I tweet every day. It's not a lot of ads, not a lot of broadcasty stuff about how great we are. It's just content, guidance from me to you. And I'm hoping that that will help you. I probably won't have anything as long as some of my longer entries in things I think, but when I do my daily tweets and we plan them out a week in advance, I'm thinking about you and things that you might need to know that will help you be more effective as a professional. I hope you'll follow me on Twitter, at M.A. Horstman. Thanks.
So, Sarah, I'm sure you've noticed this, but the word coach and the word mentor are often used interchangeably, and different people mean different things by the word. Some people mean what I would describe as mentor when they say coach, and vice versa. And there seems to be a whole bunch of different definitions, the way that people hold those words in their head. So in this cast, we're going to talk about our definition, or at least give us all a playing field to play on that we all understand, and talk about the differences between a coach and a mentor and why you would choose one over the other and so on. Sometimes you need a coach, and sometimes you need a mentor, and sometimes you need both.
Right.
But first of all, you have to know what each one
what
does,
those are.
What the point of having that relationship is, and what you're going to get out of it.
Exactly. All right. So our outline for today's cast is first talking about those definitions. Right? As Wendy mentioned, if I ask 10 people what's a coach and what's a mentor, those 10 people have a different idea. So coming up with that common vernacular. Then we're going to talk about the fact that your boss can coach you, but she can't mentor you. Coaches are for specific activities, mentors for more broad, coaches for the short-term activities, mentors for long, coaches for instruction, mentors for support, and then we're going to talk about some examples, or I guess give you guys some examples.
Yeah, just to make sure that we've made it clear which one's which.
Absolutely. So Wendy, let's start then by setting our definitions.
Yeah. And like we said, these words seem to be interpreted differently by everybody that uses them. But if you want to get better, whether tactically it's something specific and short term and something you need to do every day, or strategically thinking about your longer term career and where you want to go, you will need help. Most people need help because most people can't see past, you know, the next couple of years. Or if there's a skill you're struggling with, then you have to have, you know, if I really wanted to do maths, I would have to have a coach come or someone come and sit by me and go, okay, when you do this and this, you get this. And so knowing the difference between a coach and a mentor helps you because you then know who to approach when you have a problem, and when you could do with some help.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It also helps if you're often approached as a subject matter expert, or if people just see you as someone who's been successful and they say, can you coach me or can you mentor me? Having a definition that you can give to them and or hear the problem and say, no, you need the other one, that helps with that relationship a lot too.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, while we can assume that if you're listening right now, you've heard this cast and you know the difference, those people that come ask you, they may not know the
difference. Or they don't have a common description with you. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Just to help you figure out exactly what they're looking for when they come to inquire.
So before we describe the different kinds of things that coaches and mentors do, we want to talk about your boss. So your boss can coach you, but she can't mentor you. And we wanted to put that here now, because otherwise you'll listen to the rest and you'll be going, oh, where do I fit
but
my boss
about?
In? So we want to put this first so you don't spend the rest of the time wondering what it is.
Absolutely. A coach can be your boss, or it could be someone else. It doesn't have to be your boss necessarily. But a mentor can't be your boss. Your boss has that specific knowledge, guys, about the work that you do, how you do it, how she wants it done, and what the gap between those two things is. Now, sometimes our managers, our bosses have the same skill set as us, and they can coach us on particular skill sets to help bridge that gap. You're only satisfactory. I want you to be excellent at this thing that I, your manager, am excellent at. Let me help you bridge the gap. But on the other hand, your coach doesn't necessarily need to be your boss, right? Even if that person does have the skills, your boss that is, for what you're looking for, you want improvement in X, you could still turn to somebody else who's not your manager to help increase your skills in X.
Sometimes that's because your boss doesn't have enough time. Sometimes it's because your boss is better utilized somewhere else, doing something else than teaching you, and there's somebody else that can teach you. Sometimes it's because that person isn't a good teacher for you, because different people learn in different ways and different people teach in different ways. And sometimes it's hard to go back to basics and to explain the building blocks if you've been doing something for a long time. So there's a bunch of reasons why, even if your boss has those skills, you wouldn't necessarily choose that person as your coach.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. Now, on the other hand, your boss can't be your mentor. And it's because of what the purpose of a manager is. Because those two roles, your manager and your mentor, are incompatible with each other. So if we wanted to use the example of you are an individual who wants to become an executive, if you tell your boss that that's what you want, there is an implication that your mentor would help you get there, which means if your mentor were your boss, they would have to be thinking when they delegate work. Right? Okay, what is the proper work or the best work that I could delegate this direct that would help them become an executive? And that's why they're incompatible. Even if there's a better or a different distribution of work for the team or you or the organization, inherently in the role of a mentor, it could cause your manager to have to shape or change the best behavior or approach to the situation based on your mentorship. When they're making plans for the next 2-3 years, right? They have to be keeping in mind that you want to be in a different role by then. That could change how they behave within the company. Your mentor, being someone that's outside your company, or at the very least, outside your direct line of management, gives them more leeway to suggest things that are in your interest, that would help you, that would enable you to succeed, but might not necessarily be in line with or even support organizational or team objectives.
Because sometimes, I mean, if you think about a manager who knows you want to be an executive, and is mentoring you, in inverted quotes, to get there. When that manager's thinking about delegating work, you're like, they could be thinking, oh, I must delegate this to Sarah because it'll do her good in this whole executive thing. Or they could not delegate that stuff to Sarah, thinking, if she doesn't learn this, she won't leave my team.
Right.
And when you want that relationship to be clean, in the sense of, even if, I mean, your manager can know that you want a promotion or that you're ambitious or whatever, but there's a difference between knowing that and mentoring you, because the mentoring piece makes it the implication that they're actively going to help you, which is different to knowing and then still doing what's best for the team and not having that pressure to do the best thing for you because you're their mentor. Exactly. You're their mentee, sorry.
You're their mentee. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. So that takes us then to the fact that coaches are for specific skills, while mentors are for the broad strokes. A coach is someone who helps you with one specific issue or a specific skill set, whereas a mentor helps you with those longer-term goals that are harder sometimes to wrap your whole brain around, that may be made up of multiple issues or multiple skills, right? Multiple long-term goals even, which require your use of or their addressing those multiple skills and issues that you need help with.
So a single coaching engagement has a much more narrow focus than a mentoring engagement. If coach focuses on a single topic, your presentation skills or your ability to read and give feedback on code. If you think about the coaches for a football team, there's a defensive line. I had to look this up on Wikipedia. It's always good when you and I do American football and we have.
I know, actually, I looked them up too.
There's a defensive line coach, a linebacker coach, an offensive line coach, and so on and so forth. And each one specializes in coaching a subsection of the team, the specific skills that are needed for that position. A coach for the kicker might work with the kicker on the phases of the kick, from the initial footwork to the follow through. It's very detailed, very specific actions, the kind that you can practice over and over and over again. And part of the talent of a coach is being able to break something down into those very small pieces and tell you exactly where you're doing it wrong, and re-guide you and help you practice and practice until you get it absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Whereas a mentors focus on that more broad skill set, right? You might have a mentor, for example, that helps you focus on or helps you work on becoming an executive, being able to present well and give feedback and take criticism are all essential skills for executives. And you might end up still working on those specific and individual skills with a coach that isn't your mentor. But those coaches are for that instance, whereas the mentor has got the larger plan. So going back to our analogy on American football, the mentor is more similar to a player's agent, right? That's an individual. They have a wide view of the market. They've got knowledge about what makes people successful. They've got the connections, the relationships to ensure that their player gets the best out of their career. When the player says or lets their agent know their ambitions, it's then the agent's job to provide that strategic advice that they need to get there. This might include one, two, three, or even more coaches for short-term incremental skills to help them get there. But it's the mentor's job to focus on the bigger picture, not the individuals.
So a mentor might tell you, you know, in this company, you can't get from the level you're in to the next level without learning how to present and being able to present in the boardroom. And the mentor has the kind of the wider view or the history to know that. And then the coach tells you, when you present, stop wringing your hands, stop pacing, make eye contact, all those tiny little details. So the scope of the two roles is very different.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Hey, folks, it's Mark again, real quick. We have changed our client format for virtual effective manager conferences. We now have only three sessions rather than four. You would assume four for one-on-ones and feedback and coaching and delegation. But we figured out how to make a couple of them a little bit longer and to get everything in three. And you still get access to our coaching module training, but you do that by video. So it's easier to use the three sessions rather than four. So if you're thinking about bringing us in or hosting us to teach a bunch of your managers, it's gotten easier and you still get coaching as well. Please do consider it. And if you are considering it, reach out to Maggie, who's our corporate salesperson here, maggi@manager-tools.com. I hope to present to you one day if you're a client manager. Thanks.
So now we're going to do it in terms of time. So if thinking about the scope doesn't help you decide, then thinking about time might help you decide which you need.
Right. Guys, a coach works with you generally for a shorter amount of time, a mentor for months, even years in some cases. You only need a coach for that short-term incremental burst, I'll call it, because they're teaching you something specific. If it's presentation skills that you need improving, right? And you practice over and over diligently, you can make significant improvements in presentation skills in less than a month. If your coach is helping you with a monthly report, you might take several months to improve past the point of needing them, but it's not going to be much longer than a couple of months.
Right, because you only have to iterate. You only have to do it a few times, hopefully.
hopefully.
Unless you're really struggling.
Right, it depends. But
you only do it for a few times and then you're set. You don't need someone. And it is possible that you would need a coach for much longer. You know, if you start from a very low base point, and your coach has a lot of expertise, there's a long way that they can coach you for, right? It's a long runway. Yeah, exactly. A runway, that's a good word. It takes you longer to exhaust what your coach can teach you, right? Mm-hmm. On the other hand, it might be someone who's just a step ahead of you, so that a coach might be your boss, and when they get promoted, you get promoted, and they learn something from that level to tell you about the level that you've just got to. So just because they're a step ahead of you, every time they take a step, you take a step, and then they can tell you what they learned on the step below. So that way, you might also have a coach for a longer period. But again, think about how narrow that has to be in terms of skills. Like, we're not talking, oh, I learned to be an executive and I'm going to teach you everything I know, because that's too broad. That's back to being a mentor. So coaches can be long-term, but it has to be on a narrow topic.
Mm-hmm. And Wendy, you would agree with me when I say that a person coaching you could even be, if you're a junior software developer, could be a senior software developer.
Oh, yeah. It could be somebody
your peer.
Who joined the company 3 months ahead of you. No?
Yeah.
And it could even be someone who is your junior. If there's a new computer system and you're struggling with it and somebody else in the team gets it, and you know how some people just click with some systems, that person could be older than you, younger than you, newer than you, you know, have been in the company forever. They could be not even in your department, but they have that specific, it clicked with me and I can help you get through it kind of thing. For a coach, a mentor nearly always has to have more experience than you. So generally they're either older or they have experience somewhere you want to get to. Because otherwise, in your first couple of years at work, you don't have that larger strategic view. And that's what the mentor offers to you. So, yeah.
Yes.
So a coach could be younger, could be less experienced, could be
peer, could be,
you know, a guy who joined the company last week but really gets Excel. Or it could be somebody who looks more like a mentor.
Right. Absolutely. Because with a mentor, the goal is just that much bigger. Mm-hmm. Right. They'll generally be needed for a much longer time. It's a strategic goal, like becoming an executive, that'll take a lot more work of varying differences over a longer period of time. And during that time, new situations are going to come up. things need to be worked on. It'll unfold into a strategic plan. A single conversation or a couple of conversations with a peer that is more senior, has more experience, I suppose, in a specific area than you, doesn't cut it in terms of mentorship.
The other way you could confuse, I think, in the timescale thing, a coach with a mentor is if you have someone who, say you just got a new job and there's somebody who, you know, has been there a couple of years and is the person that's assigned to teach everybody everything.
Oh, yeah.
And that person teaches you first, you know, how to use the computer system. And then they teach you about what the company does for accounts receivable. And then they teach you something else. It could be that that person is teaching you, coaching you for an entire year. And so they look like a mentor because it's longer term. But what they're actually doing is giving you multiple short-term objectives on small skills, and they're being strung together, and they give the illusion of being a mentor. But actually, what's happening is you're being coached because it's discrete pieces of information or skills.
Mm-hmm. And just for those of you that might be listening who are also managers and familiar with the management trinity, which has coaching in it, I'm sure that you'll notice by now that coaching is a discrete item. By a certain time, you will have achieved a certain task. For example, you'll be able to successfully run a project that is on time, on budget, in scope. It's what makes it different from mentorship. It's a discrete opportunity to learn a specific skill that is measurable.
Yeah, often there's a specific goal that you can see and reach. Whereas with a mentor, you might have a discussion about being an executive, and then, you know, the company reorganizes and there's a different opportunity for you, and you say, actually, you know, I'm going to change my mind. I don't want that goal. I'm going to have this goal. And you might never, ever get to a goal because the world changes constantly, constantly. But your mentor's there as a guide, as a support to help you make the decisions as time changes. Situations change.
Yes, absolutely. And that, I think, lends or leads itself well into the next piece, which is coaches are for instruction, while mentors are more for support. So a coach is that person who tells you what to do, whereas a mentor gives you the support you need to make your own decisions about what to do to achieve that goal. So as we described above, we're going to go back to our original analogy. The kicker's coach tells the football players exactly how to place their feet, how fast to move their kicking leg, where on the ball exactly they want to strike, and for how long and how far to follow through with their leg. The expectation is that if the player does exactly what the coach tells them, follows that set of steps, they will successfully launch the ball and score a point. Whereas immutable physics dictates that a ball struck at a certain point with a certain velocity will go over the bar or not. So in the workplace, your coach might tell you exactly how to create a conditional format in Excel, or how to stand in the power position at the beginning of your presentation to really command the audience. And if you do exactly what you've been instructed, you'll have a high chance of being successful in that situation.
Physics will be on your side.
Mm-hmm. Physics will be on your side, exactly.
But mentors can't be that specific. There is no immutable physics that applies to being an executive. There's multiple routes and 1,000 small decisions.
1,000.
Mm-hmm. You know, two people in exactly the same place making exactly the same decision could end up with different outcomes, which reminds me of our friend Dan McGuire. For people who don't know, we have an M conference, which is a conference for executives, really. It's the kind of what you get after manager tours. And it's been postponed a couple of times because of COVID. And because of that, we're doing a speaker series. So if you sign up now, you get to listen to all of the best people we know on a presentation for an hour or an hour and a bit every month. And Dan McGuire, who's one of the manager tours favorite people, did a presentation about career trajectories. And he started by saying he was in some training And the person next to him happened to have the same job as him, have the same number of children, be the same age. And there was a whole bunch of really weird coincidences that they were very, very similar people. And Dan said he went home from that training and made some decisions and developed this kind of career planning system that he shared with everybody. And the other guy went home from this training and changed careers completely.
Quit
just
his
went
job.
Off and do something, did something else. And the point of Dan's presentation is, it's weird that we were in exactly the same place. We were almost the same person, and yet
we're almost the same person.
Different, entirely different decisions and ended up in different places. And I think even if they'd taken the same decision, it's possible that they would have ended up in different places, because that's only one tiny decision, and there's so many decisions that go into the length of your career.
Exactly. So it's the mentor's job, really, to use their experience and try and predict possible outcomes, to give advice about what making a different decision might mean in terms of your ability to, or how you will achieve your long-term goal. But they can never be certain of the outcome, because it's not just a simple set of steps for you to follow. It's a group of decisions that aren't necessarily, the outcomes of which aren't necessarily proven. So for that reason, they can only advise. They don't actually instruct the mentee on what to do, rather influence the way they think about it or the approach to the situation.
If you've ever been to counseling, you'll know there's this weird thing where you go in and you say, please just tell me how to fix things. And they say,
Please, I want the answer.
What's going on? And they ask you a bunch of questions and they never tell you what the answer is, because you have to come to it yourself. And mentors are a little bit more directive and a little bit more, they give you a little bit more information. But it's
in my experience,
thing.
This won't work. But yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So now we've got a few things that, a few skills where you might decide a coach or a mentor, and we've told you which one, in order that maybe this helps you solidify what the differences are and which one you need at any one point. So a coach would be for presentation skills, and a mentor would be if you wanted to develop a career as a public speaker. So the long-term, the big picture public speaker thing, being a public speaker and earning a living as one is about marketing. It's about tactics, it's about topics, it's about developing a reputation and social media and a whole bunch of stuff that's not about making eye contact with the audience, which is what
right.
you get if you get presentation skills. So it's a much bigger, much longer term thing. And so if you're just doing presentation skills, that's a coach. And if you're doing a career as a public speaker, then you need a mentor.
Another example then would be a coach would help you improve your use of Microsoft Project, whereas a mentor would help you in becoming a project manager. And we all know, I think most of us, even I, who's not a project manager, know there's a lot of different softwares for tracking our objectives and our deliverables. Microsoft Project is simply a way of tracking a project, and you could be incredible at using Microsoft Project and a horrific project manager. One doesn't guarantee success at the other. So yes, that would be the difference. Coaches, use of Microsoft Project, mentors, becoming an actual project manager.
So next one, a coach would help you with diffusing difficult conversations with customers. So if you if you have a customer support role, and you know, sometimes you have those people that are grumpy, and there's
sometimes.
A skill. Yeah, especially if I'm calling. There's a skill in being able to diffuse those conversations that someone can teach you. If you say this, this will happen. If you say this, they get more wound up. If you say it this way, that it tends to calm people down. So there are certain things, certain techniques that you can use in diffusing a situation. That is a coach. If you want to be a client manager, so somebody who manages the relationship with a client, it's the same. It's talking to customers. It's the same, you know, in the same area of skills, but it's a bigger deal, right? Because if you're going to be a client manager, you also need to understand profit and loss of your account and how to get service for your clients such that they don't get into a bad mood. You need those relationships through the company as well. So that's a longer term. It's more things. It's bigger. So that's a mentor. But if you just want to be able to calm angry people down, then you need a coach.
Mm-hmm. And then another would be coaches are for helping you write better reports. Right? They share with you the template. They tell you what structure to follow, what acceptable fonts are.
Correct your grammar.
Types. Yeah, exactly. Like if there's graphs or charts or things that you should put in there and what the best ones are to use for that particular type of report or the data set that you're reviewing. Whereas a mentor would take a more holistic approach and help you develop better relationships with the audience who is receiving your reports.
Yeah, there's a difference in having a problem. Like nobody respects my reports because they're full of grammar errors or I can't draw a graph to save my life or my numbers are never right. And sending them the right report, but not having a relationship such that they are receptive to what you're giving them.
Right? Yeah, exactly. No one likes my reports because they don't like me.
Yes.
And that's a legitimate concern. Mm-hmm. In many cases, it's more about a relationship. We say this all the time. Relationships matter. And the communication is what the listener does. And it doesn't matter how beautiful and perfect your report is. Sometimes it still misses the point with the audience. And it's got almost nothing to do with your report. Rather, that lack of a relationship. So that would be more a mentor's job. That holistic, how do we work with the audience to make sure that they receive the report well versus a coach just helping you in the crafting of, again, the grammar of the spelling, the template, the formatting of an actual report.
Mm-hmm. Coaches and mentors are incredibly important to our careers. The people who have had good coaches and mentors will tell you about them all day long and how they owe their career to them, which is never true because you do the work. They just help you get there. But to get value, you have to be able to understand what help do I need and who's the best person to give me that help.
Yes.
And now you know.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you, Wendy.
That's all for this week. We'll be back next week with a new topic.